Phil Freelon is one of the most well-known African-American architects of his generation. His work is known nationwide, but the Triangle is where Freelon has called home for many years. It's where the NC State graduate raised his family and built his firm. Freelon recently helped celebrate the opening of the Smithsonian's National Museum of African-American History and Culture, one of his most iconic projects. But race and Southern culture reporter Leonie Dinge says these days, business, civic leaders, and friends are mostly just celebrating Freelon.
So far, one of the biggest celebrations honoring Phil Freelon was last week in Durham at the Carolina Theater. And there's no question, his biggest fan is his wife of 37 years, jazz singer Nina Freelon.
It's very clear. Our love is here to stay.
The concert was a benefit to raise money for research at the Duke ALS Clinic. Phil Freelon was diagnosed with ALS last year. The neurodegenerative disease has no cure. He has experienced an outpouring of love and support.
We're here to celebrate. Y'all with me? Woo! Look around. This is what community looks like. Love it.
Phil Freelon is known for working and running nonstop, but the 65-year-old avid jogger can no longer run. In recent public appearances, he enters the room with the help of a walker, the kind with two handles and wheels. Lou Myers worked with Phil Freelon for nearly 20 years as his director of business development at the Freelon Group. It was once one of the largest black-owned architecture firms in the country. Myers remembers sitting down for breakfast with Freelon last April.
We sit down and he said, Lou, I have to tell you, I was diagnosed with ALS. You know, 7:30 in the morning, what do you say? I mean, just...
Myers says he was shocked.
My first thought was, Phil, you stop whatever the heck it is you're doing. You and Nina just spend the rest of your time together. Spend all your money. I didn't even get that out. And Phil comes with, typically Phil, well, I've got to get the business straight. I've got to get this done. I've got to get that done. I'm thinking, no, you ain't got to do a dat blame thing.
But that wouldn't be Phil Freelon. Here he is during a recent interview on the state of things.
You try and figure out what is the new normal going to be. And we decided early on that it wasn't in our nature as a couple or as individuals to retreat into some shell and pretend or, you know, to hide the truth.
We'd like to present this small token, but a very high token, from the city of Durham, the key to the city of Durham. Thank you.
By the time the night was over, Durham Mayor Bill Bell had also proclaimed the day Phil Freelon Day, and State Secretary of Veterans Affairs Larry Hall presented the honored guest with the Order of the Longleaf Pine, among the most prestigious awards bestowed by a North Carolina governor. Surrounded by his wife, children, and grandchildren, Freelon was humbled, but still had jokes.
Thank you for coming out this evening. What a terrific turnout. Gosh, there's a lot of people here. And a lot of architects. Doesn't ALS stand for Architect Lecture Series? Is that what it's called? I could bring out some slides and talk about museums and, you know.
1, 2, 3. Phil Freelon's work is open, full of light, and welcoming, no matter who it's for. From the latest Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C., to the City Bus Depot in Durham. And he's still working on the North Carolina Freedom Park in Raleigh, and the Motown Museum in Detroit. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.